Springs Pine Bluff, and soon to open in Fayetteville.
All right, thank you. 11 minutes now before 12 o'clock in KWY. We're back with Sonny Martin.
We're back.
Notorious, infamous morning man.
We're back again.
On KWY for, what, 19, what was it?
No, it wasn't that long. Gosh.
19 what?
Maybe 6 or 7 months. I was here just briefly. 1966 to 1977.
Yeah, okay, long
time. And then I left and started playing a different kind of music.
Yeah,
went over to Kiss.
That you did.
And now I'm not even. Well, I take it back. I am playing music now.
Remember the man who was responsible for all those great prizes we gave away, like the doggy breath spray and the little Japanese trees and all of that?
Yeah.
Ralph A. Pat Papa Bear.
He's the guy that conned me into playing the Harlem Globetrotters. And we played the Harlem Globetrotters, what, 5 times? The KY Commandos?
Yeah, the Commandos.
I mean, we used to go out and we used to play the real dregs of Arkansas in basketball. I mean, you know, and of course we always lost. So to give you some idea about what kind of team we had. Somehow or another, he got into this promotion idea to play the Harlem Globetrotters. And we thought, well, this is going to be great. You know, we'll get out there and we'll get to stand in front of a crowd with our shorts on, and it'd be real, you know, it's going to be real interesting.
Show what really sexy guys
were. Oh, yeah, you know, He-Man, and this is, you know, and we played quite a few basketball games, and the problem was that the Harlem Globetrotters didn't see anything funny about a bunch of guys coming around there, you know, and infringing on their spotlight. So they ran our little tongues, both feet and head, up and down the court. And
other portions of our anatomy right into the ground.
Man, I mean to tell you, and after everybody got cardiac arrest over with and everything, we found out we'd been beaten by about 150 points.
They play a pretty good brand of basketball.
Very quick. They play all the game is played around their basket. Even when you think you've got the ball, they're down there making hoops all the time.
Those were fun promotions. I don't know, out of all of them, which one was the greatest or which one was the most fun? We constantly had something going.
Gosh, I don't know. Furthest remote, I probably did the longest remote of anybody that's ever done a remote. We did a remote from Dog Patch.
Yeah, I remember that.
The main street, right there underneath General Corn Pone. We parked the Funmobile, and then we parked the Big K Cruiser that George had down there because we couldn't pick up KAAY down in the Dog Patch, down in the hole down there. And George, we needed a monitor, of course, to be able to hear what was going on. And George tore the radio out of the Mustang and installed it in the Funmobile in one hour, I believe, is what he did.
People would have to know George J. Jennings to appreciate that. Very solid, all a business newsman.
The insurance company didn't buy the fact that he'd been in a wreck.
No, he didn't. I remember George doing a very formal newscast. He was always that very heavy intro, George J. Jennings.
Yeah, he was always, the one thing that he was always hoping for during the whole time whenever we did our show, you know, we just started out one day doing a two-man thing. I got tired of him saying what he was saying, and I said, hey, and it scared him to death. But then after that, we went through it and everything. And the one thing that he never did forgive me for the whole time that we were on the air together is that I never went through puberty.
Yeah.
He was constantly saying, why don't you drop your voice down? Of course, he'd come on and he'd be very businesslike and everything. You know?
One thing about radio, it's given us all the luxury of never having to grow up. So it's been
That's true. It's
been fun in that sense. George was a character unto himself, and hopefully he will be calling. He's down in San Antonio, I think I've mentioned that, working at a station down there, still on the air and still George J. Jennings. He once said...
I might say this, his real name was not George J. Jennings.
Should we tell them?
George W. Jennings is what it was. But he didn't think that W sounded good in the middle of his name. It wasn't.
Well, see, it forms an alliteration there, George J. Jennings.
So he changed his name.
Well, I was Mike McCormick. You were Sonny Martin. We had...
Buddy Carr.
Buddy
Rock
Carr.
Robbins.
Yeah, Ken Knight, the weird beard of the night people.
Bob Robbins.
Yeah, who was, in fact... we had Rock Robbins, too.
Yeah.
You want to explain about the names, how that came about, and why we always had them?
No, it's just what everybody called us. I'd say, Sonny, come clean the coffee pot.
As long as they put my right name on the check,
it's
all right.
I didn't care.
We're back to music. CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.